We each must make a daily choice about what we will prioritize and about what must be demoted to a do-later status. While it's easy to put our husbands on the back burner, it can be devastating to a marriage. In fact, when I ask women to tell me the worst thing they had done in their marriage, many of them said that it was not making their husband a priority. Here is a sampling of their responses. I focus on other things in life. I don't take time for my marriage. I put more thought, energy, and effort into my relationship with our kids and grandkids than in my own husband and our relationship. Married 28 years. I got too busy and had no time for my husband. I allowed my kids to take priority over my hubby. Married 7 years. I have put my children first before my husband. Married 17 years. I never think about my marriage. My life is a treadmill, and I can't stop running and think. I just move from one area of need to another. My children and job scream louder than my husband, so he gets left out. Married 14 years. Is it just me, or do you also see a pattern in these answers? One woman said it well. I don't always get it straight. I get caught up in the thick of thin things. What matters most, my walk with God and love affair with my husband, gets buried under layers of pressing problems and immediate concerns. Are you on a treadmill? When was the last time you stopped long enough to think deeply about your marriage? I want to ask you to do something for me. Stop. Step off your treadmill and find a quiet place to listen to the next few moments. I know you're laughing because there isn't a quiet place. Then go into the bathroom, lock the door, put the lid down, and sit there. When life is hectic, we don't stop and think about our priorities. We don't think about what is really important. We avoid looking within and reflecting. We neglect looking at God's word and praying, "Search my heart, O God." We mistakenly think that it is easier to stay busy. And truth be told, we like the way others see us when we're balancing five things at once. Friends say, "Kara is amazing. I just don't see how she does it all." That feels good. Better than stepping off the treadmill and asking heart-wrenching, dangerous questions. Perhaps you're braver than that. Are you willing to look in the